I'm talking to Owen Smith, Senior Manager of the National Fraud Initiative in Scotland, talking about our latest report on the NFI. Owen, could you just tell us what's this about?
The National Fraud Initiative, it helps bodies identify fraud and error that may be present in their systems. It does this by comparing data within systems and across other bodies' systems and helps pull out potential inconsistencies. Some examples of this would be, say, where a pension has been paid to a person that's died, but the body that administers a pension hasn't yet been informed. Or another example could be somebody who's in receipt of housing benefits but is also found to be working. That again could be an inconsistency. But what's really important to remember or to note is that this exercise does not presume that fraud or error exists. That can only be decided after there's been a proper investigation by the relevant body. And what's also important to recognise is that exercises like the National Fraud Initiative can help deter potential fraudsters from committing fraud in the first place. And it can also help bodies find areas to improve their systems and prevent these instances happening in the future. And I think collectively, all this helps prove to taxpayers that their money can be focused on providing quality services to the public rather than going towards meeting the costs of money obtained either dishonestly or received in error.
Okay, what have you found?
Well, the latest exercise identified £20 million worth of fraud, errors, overpayments and forward savings. And this is the fourth exercise I've carried out now, and collectively they've identified £80 million worth of these outcomes. In particular, some key results from the most recent exercise include over 1,500 housing benefit payments being stopped or reduced, and within that is 318 frauds that were identified. It's also contributed to stopping 184 occupational pensions, and 45 cases have been passed for prosecution to the appropriate fiscal service.
So just to clarify here, when you say that the NFI has had a cumulative result of £80 million, you're not saying that there's been £80 million worth of fraud in the public sector in Scotland?
No, we're not. The majority of this £80 million is made up of errors and the forward savings I just talked about. But what you've got to recognise is that a number of these systems are incredibly complex, and despite the best intentions, errors will get through. What NFI does is it helps body identify these errors in an efficient and cost-effective way. The forward savings aspect is an estimated value that's placed on these payments that were stopped as a result of the National Fraud Initiative, and the case being successfully investigated. It's correct to place a value on it because if it hadn't been stopped, the money would have still been paid out. It's also worth noting that there's still some significant frauds coming through from this exercise, including one that had an estimated value of £600,000. The hard work done by local investigators uncovered a series of underlying frauds following the initial investigation of the NFI match.
Okay, so does all this money get recovered, and what do you mean when you say you value outcomes at a certain amount?
If an overpayment has occurred, then the body can recover this. Forward savings cannot be recovered as they haven't happened yet, but they have been stopped. And this exercise places a value on this stopping of future payments to give it a recognition to the value to the taxpayer. To take housing benefits as an example, if a claimant is found to be working and not entitled to benefits, the overpayment that would be recovered is what were paid up to that point, but we'd also attribute a forward saving to the amount that was stopped and not paid out based on the national claim statistics and how long an average claim would exist for.
Okay, and just lastly, what happens now?
People continue to investigate the 2010-11 National Fraud Initiative matches, and would expect a lot more to come out of this based on the results of previous exercises. About to start the 2012-13 NFI exercise, and that will commence in June, and that will hopefully include a wider range of bodies again, thereby expanding the assurances that have been taken from the National Fraud Initiative to the taxpayers of Scotland.
Owen, thank you very much.